The next patient is Ingrid Mejia. The last name is M-E-J-I-A. This is the clinical case of a 53-year-old, all Hispanic female that is following the practice because of CKD stage 3A-2. The patient had the laboratory workup that was recently done. And I have to mention that the patient was placed on Ozempic, and this has made the difference. The serum creatinine on February the 9th of 2024 is 1.32. The estimated GFR is 48 mLs per minute. There is no evidence of proteinuria. No activity in the urinary sediment. Number two, iron deficiency anemia. The patient has been given iron PO and the CBC. Shows that the hemoglobin has been climbing up gradually. We started in October of 22 at 10.8. The latest one, that is February the 9th of 2024, hemoglobin 12.3. The saturation of iron is still low at 16. For that reason, my recommendation is to keep on taking the medication up until the saturation gets to be 30%. Following number, hemoglobin A1C. For the control of the diabetes is indicative of a much better control, the 6.6%, which is commendable. I had to point out that the patient has lost 3 more pounds and she continued to lose weight. Period. The patient inquires about the bariatric surgery, and this is a situation that I am going to defer to the primary. Following number, the patient has history of MAGUS, M-G-U-S, that was diagnosed initially in Miami. However, the Kaplan-Meier ratio is 1, and the patient is no longer anemic. However, the patient has regular appointments at the Renal Cancer Center. Following number, gastroesophageal reflux disease that is without symptoms. We're going to continue the same approach, and we're going to reevaluate the case in 6 months. We invested 8 minutes reviewing the lab. In the face-to-face, 16 minutes. In the documentation, 9 minutes.